Module 4, Elk Hunting Gear. Chapter 3, Essential Gear for Elk Hunting. I've given you a pretty good glimpse into the gear I carry in my packs while I'm out elk hunting. Several of those items I could have easily swapped out with a more budget-friendly option and probably not noticed too much of an inconvenience. However, there are a few key pieces of gear that I do deem essential. These are items that I'm going to be less likely to compromise on, and items I put more effort into researching and testing beforehand. These are items that are near the top of my prioritized gear list based upon my style and season of hunting. These are the main items I rely on and feel contribute most to my comfort, safety, and efficiency. Clothing. Around 2006, I received my first set of technical hunting clothes. At the time, I simply considered it another set of camo, and couldn't believe how much it cost. Fortunately, I'd won the set at an elk calling contest. Otherwise, I'm not sure I would have been able to justify paying for it. A few weeks later, my hunting partner and I were elk hunting and found ourselves wading through a meadow of waist-high grass in an absolute downpour. We were soaked from head to toe. When we finally called it a morning and hit the main pack trail, I knew we needed to get back to the truck and get warmed up ASAP. It took about an hour to get back to the truck, and as we dropped our backpacks, I noticed I was not only comfortable, but that my pants were completely dried out. I didn't mention anything at the time, but 4 hours later, as we were set up waiting for an approaching bull, I looked over and noticed my buddy shivering. I joked that he needed to control his adrenaline, to which he whispered that he'd been cold to the bone all day and was still soaked from the morning hike. I'm usually one who gets cold really easily, and as I looked down at my completely warm and dry pants, I knew there was something different about this gear. Hunting clothing manufacturers have made some incredible advances in the past 10 years. No longer are cotton and wool the only choices for staying comfortable, dry, and safe. Layering systems is now a common term among hunters, and the benefits of these new technical clothing systems go far beyond looking cool. The concept of a layering system of clothing is far more than just an effective camo pattern. In fact, camo pattern should be one of the last things you consider when looking at camo clothing. A layering system allows a hunter to add or remove individual pieces of clothing to micro-regulate their core body temperature. For elk hunters, this is incredibly beneficial. Imagine leaving camp hours before daylight on a cold, frosty morning. The temperature is 26 degrees, and you're shivering. Within minutes, you start up the steep mountain, and over the next 3 hours, gain 2,000 feet of elevation and hike 4 miles. Daylight is just reaching the high country basin you're overlooking, and you pull out your spotting scope to have a close look. You end up behind the optics for an hour, picking apart the open hillsides across the drainage. During this time, the brisk mountain winds relentlessly attack your position. Finally, you spot a bull you want to go after, and following another 2,000-foot elevation drop and gain, you're within shooting distance of the bull. By this time, the morning sun has burned off the frost and the temps are rising rapidly into the mid-50s. You shoot the bull and get started on field processing as the sun reaches its peak. The temps have climbed up into the 70s, and as you hike that first load of elk meat off the mountain, you're exhausted and sweating profusely. But you have to head back up the mountain to get the last load. You reach the elk just as the sun drops beyond the horizon, and the temperature starts to drop rapidly. An evening rainstorm makes its way over the far ridge and starts dropping a cool, light rain on you. As you make your way down the slippery, wet mountainside, you have to stop several times to rest. When you finally reach the bottom just before midnight, the temperatures are in the mid-30s, and the evening rain has turned into a light snow. Believe it or not, this is not an unrealistic example of a day of elk hunting. You can experience brisk cold, work up a sweat while hiking, then stop to glass or set up on a bugling bull. Your climate has gone from dry and cold to hot and sweaty, back to cold and sweaty. And that's just in the first few hours of the day. A good technical layering system will do several things to help you maintain a more consistent core temperature and stay comfortable and safe in a wide range of conditions. Technical clothing will wick sweat from your skin to the outside of your system where the moisture can be evaporated. It will provide a layer of insulation that can be quickly removed or added depending on your immediate needs. And it will provide an outer layer of protection against thunderstorms and passing showers. In the situation I described above, a layering system of clothing will bridge the gaps that would otherwise exist as you go through a normal day of elk hunting. And we didn't even get into what might happen if you got stuck out on the mountain in those conditions that night. Technical clothing can keep you dry and warm. This allows you to hunt more comfortably and stay on the mountain longer in inclement weather. It can also increase your safety when things go bad. I've hunted elk in every weather condition possible, and I don't often spend much time at camp. Technical clothing has enabled me to extend my comfort and my time on the mountain, therefore extending my chances of success. If I were riding an ATV on old logging roads looking for elk during rifle season, technical clothing might not be near the top of my prioritized gear list. However, for hunting fast and light, especially in the backcountry, it's definitely near the top of my list. Coupled with an effective camo pattern and quiet material, I honestly believe the advancements in technical layering systems for hunting have improved my comfort, safety, and efficiency as an elk hunter. Packs. I spent a bit of time previously talking about packs, both my reliance on good packs as well as my excitement to find a single pack that I could use as a day pack, bivy pack, and meat hauler. Aside from my weapon, I feel my pack is the next most important thing to remember when I head out hunting each day. It holds the necessities of the day: food, water, license, safety gear, tools for success. If I'm hunting out of my pack, for example, bivy hunting, it becomes even more essential. Lastly, when I kill an elk and need a way to transport the meat off the mountain, I once again rely on my pack. My backpack is on my back just about every minute while I'm on an elk hunt. It needs to be functional as well as comfortable for each of the situations I plan to use it in. Finding one pack that meets those requirements can be extremely difficult. Not too long ago, I owned three separate packs that I could use for three separate situations: day hunts, bivy hunts, and packing meat. And that's not a bad route to go. You get a very specialized pack for each use and can dial in the function and comfort of each one for each situation. Day packs. If you're looking for a day pack, you'll want something that can carry your essential day hunting gear. Your loads will be lighter, but having the ability to carry out at least a minimal load of meat on your first trip can be beneficial and save miles of packing. I prefer a pack that's at least 1,500 to 2,000 cubic inches for a day pack. This allows me to easily fit all the gear I need for day hunts, as well as room to stuff my vest or jacket as I adjust layers throughout the day. I also prefer a day pack with some kind of a rigid frame stay to assist when I need to pack out a first load of meat. These packs aren't usually designed to haul heavy loads, but a frame stay will provide more stability and rigidity on the occasions when you need to use it to do so. I also prefer a good assortment of pockets for storage and organization. Lastly, I want it to be fairly streamlined so I can wear it as I shoot my bow and be able to hike hard and fast without worrying about getting caught up in thick brush or feeling too bulky. Bivy packs. For bivy packs, I need all the functionality of a day pack, with the addition of more capacity for camping gear and the ability to carry heavier loads. Most bivy packs are designed to haul 40 to 50 pounds of camping gear, but usually fall a little short when it comes to hauling 100 plus pounds of elk meat. Again, they can be used to haul a lot of meat, but comfort is often sacrificed in a big way. I prefer a bivy pack that is 3,000 to 3,500 cubic inches, depending on the configuration. This is plenty of capacity for 4 or 5 days worth of gear, yet still keeps the empty weight of the pack fairly low. If you're going to be staying out longer than 4 or 5 days, you might need a little more capacity. Freighter packs. Lastly, when it comes to a meat hauler, I love a rigid external framed freighter pack. These packs often have thicker padding on the shoulder straps and waist belts and allow an elk hunter to carry the maximum weight. The downsides is that they usually have a wider frame for more stability, and they don't usually have many pockets for storage. They work great for retrieving from your truck as you hike back in to carry out the remainder of your elk meat, but not so much for actually wearing while you hunt. The combination of these three packs, day packs, bivy packs, and meat haulers, has enabled me to wear a pack that is specialized for each phase of my hunt. However, when it's necessary to utilize one of these packs for a function it isn't intended to be used for, comfort and function are compromised rather quickly and noticeably. Several pack manufacturers have been working for several years to come up with a good blend of function in their packs, and I feel that in the last few years, there are finally some very viable options for cross-performing packs. While these packs might be slightly larger or heavier than what I would ideally need for a day pack, and while they might not carry 100 plus pounds quite as well as a freighter pack, they do bridge the gap nicely and allow me to do more with a single pack than I've ever felt comfortable doing before. As with all hunting gear, you need to determine what style of pack or packs is going to be best for you and your style of hunting. If you don't ever plan on bivy hunting, a good day pack and a freighter pack would be a great combination and likely not cost as much as a higher quality cross-performing pack. For my style of hunting, the newer crossover packs are just what I've been waiting many years for, and I'm excited to be able to day hunt, bivy hunt, and haul meat with just one pack. Hunting boots. If there's one area of gear that I feel is more individualistic than any other, it would have to be boots. I have weird feet. I've struggled for years to find a high-quality, waterproof boot that actually fits my feet. I've worn less expensive boots that fit great, but they either leak water or aren't very supportive on a steep mountain. In fact, those boots have been my go-to boot for several years, as I've tried high-quality boot after high-quality boot trying to find the right fit. Unfortunately, after 6 or 8 pairs of high-quality boots that provided excellent support and truly were waterproof, I was always left disappointed by the fit. For many years, I worked through sore feet and blister after blister, always resorting back to my cheap standbys that left quite a bit to be desired. But they were comfortable. During these years, I talked to multiple other hunters, as well as foot and boot experts, and tried their recommendations. Finally, after 5 or 6 pairs of these trial boots, I'm happy to say I've found one pair of boots that is supportive, 100% waterproof, lightweight, and for me, comfortable. What I hope to illustrate in this section is that you'll need to find a boot that works for you. Every foot is different, so the boot that fits me might give you terrible blisters. That isn't necessarily a function of poor design or low quality, but more a matter of individual fit. Unfortunately, you can't easily go out and break in a boot and then return it when you realize it isn't going to work out. For those of you who are able to fit comfortably into several different boots, I'm incredibly envious. It's so important to take good care of your feet in elk country, so finding a lightweight, supportive, waterproof, and comfortable boot is up near the top of my prioritized gear list. Your weapon. If you're elk hunting with a tag in your pocket, your weapon is vital. Let me restate that. Confidence in your weapon is vital. Whether you're hunting with a bow, muzzleloader, or a rifle, or a spear for that matter, you need to know you can rely on your weapon to do its part. And that confidence comes from you doing your part long before you rely on your weapon to do its part. For archery hunters, starting out with equipment that is fitted for you is important. A bow with a draw length that's too long or too short can cause bad habits to be immediately ingrained into your form. Shooting an arrow or broadhead combination that isn't tuned for your bow can be an exercise in frustration as you try in vain to get your arrows to hit consistently. These critical setup issues and many more are necessary steps to increase your confidence in your bow before you even begin shooting. Once you begin shooting, it's important to practice for your hunt. Repetitive shooting is great to establish muscle memory and improve your form, but you should also create opportunities to shoot with your heart rate elevated from random distances and from longer distances. These practice tips will increase your confidence as well as help you identify where your limitations are. Personally, I love attending 3D archery shoots throughout the spring and summer months to help me prepare and gain confidence in my equipment, as well as my abilities to properly use my equipment to the best of its abilities. For gun hunters, the same philosophy holds true. If you want confidence, you have to gain it. That means you have to earn it. The more time you spend shooting your gun in hunting-like conditions, the more sure of its performance you'll become. At the bare minimum, knowing the bullet drop at different distances that you might encounter and how to compensate for those drops is going to be crucial. Regardless of what weapon you choose to hunt elk with, you need to be confident in it and in your own ability to use it. Trust me, it can be overwhelmingly frustrating to spend all year getting into great shape, scouting, practicing your calling, etc., only to miss a chip shot because of a lack of practice with your weapon. Shelters and sleep systems. Depending on your style of hunting, this one may or may not end up on your list of essential items. However, I get cold at night very easily, so tents, sleeping bags, and sleeping pads are definitely on my list. A good night's rest is imperative for waking up refreshed and ready for another grueling day of elk hunting. And your quality of sleep is going to begin and end each night with your sleep system. If you're bivy hunting, your sleep system will also be a major factor in how much weight and bulk you're lugging up and down the mountain, so it can be important to consider your options. If I'm staying at a base camp, items like cots, comfortable pads, heavy, warm sleeping bags, and bomb-proof tents are easy to pack and set up. If I'm carrying camp on my back, many of those items need to change. I want something lighter and less bulky, which often means I'll have to compromise on comfort or spend a lot extra to get both. The later in the season you hunt, the more attention you'll need to put into your sleep system. Cold, wet weather can make for long nights on the mountain, and you need to be prepared for drastic swings in temperatures and conditions. There's a ton of information available out there on three-season versus four-season tents, tents versus bivy sacks, bivy sacks versus tarps, etc. Do your research and find the shelter that fits your needs and your budget. I personally prefer a tent as it gives me a home where I can store my pack, weapon, boots, etc., and be protected from the elements without becoming claustrophobic, a drawback for me in bivy sacks. When it comes to sleeping pads, they're not all created equal. A cheap inflatable pad that springs a leak in the backcountry becomes wasted space and weight and can cause for long, uncomfortable nights spent rolling around back and forth on the hard ground. Your sleeping pad will also play a large role in insulating you from the cold ground, so again, do your research based upon your needs and your budget. Lastly, your sleeping bag is ultimately what is going to keep you warm at night. Don't just rely on the manufacturer's temperature ratings. For me, if the temps get below 40 degrees, I pretty much need a 0-degree sleeping bag. I sleep really cold, so I have to be a little bit more prepared for cold weather than others might have to be. At a base camp, that's easy. When I'm bivy hunting, however, packing an extra blanket with me is not an option. I've learned that a small, light, puffy vest or jacket adds a lot of insulating value and doesn't add much bulk or weight to my pack. Adding this extra piece of clothing as a supplement to my sleep system has allowed me to be more versatile in my sleep system and not worry quite as much about getting cold at night. Again, like all hunting gear, your sleep system's going to be personalized based upon your style, your needs, and your budget. Often overlooked gear. In addition to the essential gear I spoke of, there are a handful of other items I feel might be helpful to mention. These are items of gear that are sometimes overlooked or discounted in importance, but that I feel can make a big difference in elk hunting. Some contribute more to comfort and safety, while others contribute more to success. Water purification. Water is important to elk, but it's even more important to elk hunters. Hiking for miles every day in steep, difficult terrain can rapidly deplete a body of crucial hydration. After just a couple days of this, your body will begin to shut down. Muscle cramps, fatigue, and exhaustion are all magnified if you aren't getting enough water. It can be difficult sometimes to carry enough water in your pack to stay properly hydrated. Fortunately, in most areas, you can find sources of water to supplement what you are carrying. Having a system for purifying the water you scavenge will drastically reduce or eliminate your chances of catching a nasty bacteria from these water sources. There are several options when it comes to water purification: tablets, gravity filters, pump filters, UV lights, etc. Again, your hunting style and needs are going to dictate which type of purification will fit best in your pack. Having something to purify or filter water, even just as a backup, is pretty important. GPS or navigation. Until a couple of seasons ago, I had never used a GPS. Everyone else had one, it seemed, but I didn't see the point. I never got lost, and they'd just be extra weight to carry around in the bottom of my backpack. I hunted with a good friend in Colorado a few years back, and he had one. And after the first morning, I spent more time asking him to look at his GPS to find water sources or a north-facing slope than I did using my elk calls. And that's saying quite a lot. I came home from that elk hunt and bought a GPS of my own. I've been amazed every season since that I'd gone so long without one. I've never had to use it to find my way out of the woods, but it saved me a ton of miles of hiking by enabling me to see connecting trail systems and terrain. I've since learned that navigation doesn't necessarily mean just finding your way back to camp. It means having a clear picture of where you're going and helping you find what you're looking for. Being able to mark exact locations in the dark so you can return in the daylight without spending valuable time searching goes beyond just being handy. Recently, more advancements in navigation have become available, and while a GPS is still a great tool, having an application like OnX Maps on your cell phone can sometimes be even more valuable, and it often provides just as much, if not more, detail than what you'll find in a traditional GPS unit. Trekking poles. Yuppie sticks. That's what I always called them. It seemed the non-hunting backpacking crowd used them, but I never saw much benefit for elk hunting. Again, just another weight adder that wouldn't even find their way out of my pack. I'm tough, I have good knees and ankles, and I'm in good shape. Why would I need them? Well, a few seasons ago, I found that those are the exact reasons why I would need them. Trekking poles aren't necessary, but man, they sure are handy. They rode around in my pack for 5 days before I ever needed them. Then, after killing a bull and loading a brutally heavy pack onto my back, I decided to use them. After that trip, I rarely step into the woods without my trekking poles readily accessible, and often strapped around my wrist. Trekking poles help in keeping your balance, something that's critical when you're carrying a heavy load. They take some of the shock and weight off your knees, especially as you use them to navigate steep terrain, particularly as you descend off of a mountain. For going up, they allow you to use the strength in your arms and shoulders to help pull your body up the mountain, reducing the output needed from your legs. Again, they are in no way necessary for elk hunting, but they have absolutely made a difference in the way that I hunt. Wind checker. I debated putting this in the essential gear list, and it probably deserves to be there. If you're elk hunting, you're constantly trying to avoid detection by the noses of the elk. A small bottle of wind checker is lightweight and takes up no noticeable room in your pocket, but it can be worth far more than its weight in gold. If my navigation unit isn't in my hands, my wind checker probably is. At the very least, it's always readily accessible, and I use it every single time I make a move toward an elk. I honestly would never consider going elk hunting without a bottle of wind checker. Now that I've got the wheels turning and you're thinking about elk hunting gear, I'm not going to leave you hanging. You can go to the Elk 101 store and use the discount code ELKCOURSE15 to save 15% on all of your gear orders through the Elk101.com store. Keep in mind there are a few brands that don't allow us to discount the gear, but most gear that you're going to find in the store and most gear you're going to need for an elk hunt is going to allow you to save 15% by using that code. Summary. While you may not consider gear to be a vital part of your overall elk hunting success, there's no doubt that the right gear can increase your comfort and efficiency, and those factors can definitely contribute to your success. Again, the key isn't to get sucked in by hype or marketing, but to evaluate what features are going to be important for you and your budget, and then shop accordingly. There's one additional piece of physical elk hunting gear that I place a great deal of value on that I didn't mention in this module. Again, your own personal style and method of hunting is going to determine what items are most important for you. For me and my hunting style, there's one item that is at the top of the essential items on my prioritized list, which is why it gets its own complete module. And that item of gear is elk calls.